السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما، نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد، كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين والخلص من أصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه، ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا، ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا. صدق الله العلي العظيم. One of the fundamental facts in this life that has been proven socially, academically, scientifically, and psychologically, the influence of our friends on us, on our behavior. They have probably the strongest influence on their peers. And because of their influence, which cannot be overlooked or neglected, you would find in the Holy Quran a number of chapters and verses, and also in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and our imams also, regarding the selection, to be very careful when you select your friends, not to befriend anyone, but to befriend the special ones who can either benefit you in this dunya, in the affairs of this life, and in the affairs of the hereafter. Don't waste your time with the friends that are going to take you back. Do not waste your time with the friends who are going to badly and negatively influence your character and your behavior. God says to the Prophet, be careful of those who are around you. Yes, we sent you as a mercy for all mankind. We sent you as a guide. But at the same time, you have to promote goodness, and you have to bring those good around you, and be careful not to be influenced by the bad ones. وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَخْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرْطًا. Do not listen. Do not obey those who chose to take a different route, the route of destruction and evil doing in this life. Be careful of who's around you. Spend your time with those who are going to impact you in a positive way, not in a negative way. Friendship is important in Islam, but not any friendship. Not any friendship. Quality friendship. Islam says a quality friendship, because if you don't care about this issue, then you would find yourself moving into their direction. فَإِنَّ طَبْعَكَ يَسْرِقُ مِنْ طَبْعِهِ. Imam Ali عليه السلام says, لَا تَصْحَبِ الشِّرِّيرِ. Do not be with the evildoer. Avoid the evildoer, the vicious. Why? فَإِنَّ طَبْعَكَ يَسْرِقُ مِنْ طَبْعِهِ وَأَنْتَ لَا تَعْلَمُ. Because your character is going to emulate his character while you are unaware. لَا تَعْلَمُ. You don't feel it. You learn from him, you get inspired by this evil person while you don't realize and you don't feel. So be careful. Shut that door. Shut it. And say, I'm not going to spend some time. Some teenagers, when you tell them, don't go here, don't go there, because people, you know, those people are not very... He says, no, I'm careful, I'm confident of myself. No, you are not confident of yourself. You don't know yourself. Because you're going to be influenced by them while you are still asleep, unaware. The hadith says, اصحب من تتزين به. Be a friend of someone who can be attraction for you, a dormant for you, not someone who would bring you stigma into your life. Someone that when you walk with him, you learn. They came to Jesus. They said, Ya Ruhallah, man nujalisu ba'dak. His disciples came to him. They said, you're going to leave us. Who should you recommend for us to be with, to socialize with? He said, جَالِسُ مَنْ يَزِيدُكُمْ عِلْمًا مَنْطِقُهُ. Number one, someone who has knowledge, so you can benefit from his or her knowledge. وَيُذَكِّرُكُمْ بِاللَّهِ رُؤْيَتُهُ. And the one that when you see him or her, you remember God. You don't remember Satan. Some people, when you see them, immediately you remember Shaitan. Because of their character. You remember Iblis. وَيُذَكِّرُكُمْ بِاللَّهِ رُؤْيَتُهُ. And the third, listen to the third one. وَيُرَغِّبُكُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ عَمَلُهُ. His deeds and his behavior encourages you to think about your hereafter. Some people, they encourage you to think only about the dunya. Why? Because all what he says is about new cars, fancy cars, sport, you know, designs, you know, dunya, food, these things. He would never tell you, listen, honesty is something good, we have to be honest. Once in a while we have to speak the truth. Once in a while we have to be good to our neighbors, to our parents, to our friends. You would never hear these things from him. Stay away from that person. يُرَغِّبُكُمْ. Be with a person that encourages you to work for your akhir. Because we are guests here, my friend. We are guests and our days are numbered in this life. Numbered. Allah says you live a number of days. Not many days. A number of days. مَعْدُودَات. So we have to work. We have to work for the akhir. We have to be prepared for the akhir. مجالسة الصالحين داعية إلى الصلاح. When you sit with the righteous, most likely you're going to do righteous work and righteous deeds. And the opposite is correct. When you sit with the evildoers, most likely you are going to do evil. Ask those who are addicted to drugs. How did it happen? How did it begin? It began when he was with someone bad, doing drugs, and he said to him, try this. Try it, you feel good. And he did it, try. And he became addicted. The same thing with alcohol, the same thing with cigarettes, the same thing with theft, the same thing with crimes. When you are around people who are bad, you learn from him. You cannot say, I protect myself. No, you can't protect yourself. Sometimes you go to spend some time to admonish them, to teach them, maybe. But to be around them and say, I can protect myself, I'm different. No, you are not going to be different. You are going to be the same. Slowly, slowly, they're going to pull you towards their own direction. So be careful of your friends. Allah says there were two friends. Their story is mentioned in chapter 25, Surah Al-Furqan. One of them became Muslim in the beginning. He accepted Islam, he was doing well, while his friend did not accept Islam. And he stayed on polytheism, rejection of faith and good manners. But the problem with the first one who accepted Islam, he could not disconnect himself from his older friend. He said, no, this is my friend. We've been together for, you know, some time. And he kept going to him and being with him. What happened? The story is mentioned in Surah Al-Furqan. وَيَوْمَ يَعَظُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ. On a day, which is the day of judgment, an aggressor is going to bite on his hands. يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا يَا وَيْلَتَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا. What happened? The one who was bad, he influenced the one who accepted Islam. And after a few months, he brought him back to polytheism. God says, this, the victim, I call him an aggressor. Why? Why he's an aggressor? Because he did not protect himself. He should have dissociated himself from the bad one. Stay away from them. And imagine after he accepted Islam and he was with the Prophet briefly, that guy influenced him negatively. He pulled him back from Islam. And this guy, the first one, the victim, he went to fight the Prophet in the Battle of Badr and he was killed in the Battle of Badr. After accepting Islam, he turned against the Prophet and he killed himself. Like the guy in Nice yesterday who killed over 80 people thinking that the path for paradise is open for him. And I have no doubt that he went immediately to hellfire, to Jahannam. Immediately. No doubt about this. Someone who kills himself and kills scores and scores of innocent people. Innocent people, civilians, enjoying their life, enjoying their day. Is this Islam? To come and slaughter people? To kill innocent people? And it happened to be today that we were told that he's from Tunisia and he was addicted to drugs. Drugs, this is the result. Of course, the drugs, alcohol, would not take you to paradise. Even if you call yourself Muslims, even if you pray five times a day, when you are addicted to drugs, definitely your final path and journey is going to be to hellfire, not to paradise. All of ISIS, believe me, all of them are veteran criminals, murderers, thugs, drug addicts who joined ISIS. And they were given training and money by Saudi Arabia and Qatar and Turkey and some European and American agencies to bring Islam down. To make Islam look ugly, the religion of murder, ruthless religion. So be careful of your friends, especially with the young ones in our community. Be careful. You know those who, some of the Americans, Canadians, French, British, who joined German, who joined ISIS. How did they join ISIS? Through friends. Friends in the mosque, not on the beach. In the mosque. Who tells him, come, you are frustrated, you are unhappy, you have no wife, you have no future, no school, no healthcare, no job, no money. I will take you to paradise. And 72 virgin or probably non-virgin, I don't know. They are waiting for you there. وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ. So, friendship is important. But what is more important is, who do you befriend? Who is your friend? Who is your friend? Think about your friend. If I choose a friend for myself, definitely I choose someone who is going to impact me in a good way. Who's going to advise me, to admonish me, to hold my hand during the time of crisis, to say, Mustafa, don't worry, there is God. Put your hope, put your trust in God. This is a good friend. We need those friends, quality friends, who bring us back to life, who bring hope back to us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد، كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأحبته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي، عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. روي عن سيدنا ومولانا إمام أمير المؤمنين عليه الصلاة والسلام says: قرأت التوراة والإنجيل والزبور والفرقان. I have read all these divine scriptures: the Torah, the Bible, the Psalm, and the Holy Quran. وأخذت من كل كتاب كلمة. I picked from every divine book a sentence. A sentence. أخذت من التوراة. I picked from the Torah, the Old Testament, the following: من صمت نجا. Whoever follows silence, maintains silence, is going to survive. Sometimes we destroy ourselves not by our enemies but by our tongues and our mouths, when we speak without thinking, when we start speaking and commenting without thinking of the consequences. Some people do not think of the consequences. Some people, they comment immediately on something without thinking of the consequences. We have to be careful of what we say. Be careful of what you say. Be careful of what you say, whether you say it in Farsi or English or Arabic to your family, whether you WhatsApp it or tweet it or put it on your Facebook, or you say it in bed with your wife or in public behind this podium. Be careful. Be careful. Because in what you say, there are results. Sometimes we accuse people wrongly. Especially the Muslims are emotional. They use their heart before their brain. The brain, if they have a brain, they use it the last resort. So they start accusing people wrongly. They start judging them negatively. And then they find out, no, this is not the case. Poor guy, he doesn't know about this. So be careful. Be careful of what you say. From today, Friday, July 15th, 2016. From today, be careful of what you say. Be careful of what you say, especially those who come to that masajid. Now, we have no control over those who are swimming down on the beach. They have different appetite, different direction. But those who come to the masjid, behave yourself, you have to be different. Otherwise, you waste your time. Believe me, you waste your time. You waste your time in the salah. Be careful. You as a female and you as a male. Be careful in what you say. Anything you say, try to evaluate it. Is this right or wrong? Before you say it. The second, Amir al-Mu'mineen says, I learned from the Bible, man qana'a shabi'. Whoever is content with what he or she has in this life is going to enjoy this life. It's going to be filled with happiness. Shabi'. Shabi'. But someone who is not happy with what he or she has, he's constantly nagging and complaining. Complains about food, about his place, about his partner, about his dress, about the weather, about the government, about the neighbor, about the... That person is going to be always deficient, always living in the state of deficiency and poverty. Poverty. Poverty is not when your wallet is empty. Poverty is when the heart is empty. Same thing with richness. Believe me, richness is not when the bank account or the wallet is full. Real richness is when the heart is full. I see this every single day. People who have full bank account, the balance is huge, but the heart is cheap. It's cheap. He's ready to fight with his father over $1 bill. I see it. I see sometimes in the masjid, when there is food, some people leave the masjid with 5 packs of food, and others, they don't even eat here. He gives it to his neighbor. This is the difference between someone who has a rich heart and someone who has a cheap heart. We see this. I have to mention this. I have to be honest with you. We have to change this. Islam wants us to be rich. Internally rich. Internally rich. You feel richness inside. You do not lower yourself. You do not cheapen yourself. Be rich. The heart should be rich. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, I learned one thing from the Bible. That the real richness is the richness of the heart. When your heart is rich, and then you don't envy others when they achieve something, you say, Alhamdulillah, good for them. May Allah give me too the same thing. You don't try to destroy them. You wish them goodness always, prosperity. The richness is the richness of the heart. Al-qana'atu, our hadith says, Al-qana'atu kenzun la yafna. Qana'a, satisfaction and happiness with what God has given you. God has given you a lot. If you bring a piece of paper, and put on the paper what God has given you. He has given you a good family, good children, good country, good land, good neighborhood. There is security. There is amnesty here. You are not worried that a bomb is going to go off here or there when you go to your work, when you go to your school, when you send your kids to school. God has given you many things. Good health. Look at the good side of this life. Not the negative one. They say there was a people who passed by the beach, and he saw a mother who was writing with her fingers on the sands. She was writing, "This sea is a killer." He asked her why. She said, "Because my son drowned. He took my son from me." Then a few minutes later, he saw a man who said, "This sea is very generous and kind." He said, "Why?" He said, "Because I just picked up a pearl, look, from the sea, from the bottom of the sea." Same sea. People look at it with different perspective. This life, we look at it from different perspective. But Allah says your perspective has to be what? Pessimistic or optimistic? Optimistic. Be positive. When you look at life with a positive lens, this life is going to be positive for you. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to appreciate God. You would realize, then you would realize how much good things God has given you. But if you are negative, always complaining and nagging, everything would look dark. Dark. Even your spacious house will be boring. Dark. Even your good family will be boring. We have two more things that Imam Ali learned from the Psalm and the Quran. I'll see you next Friday, inshallah. You hear it from me. And before I leave the podium, we have this summer youth retreat. Those who are 17, 18 and up to 49 years old. 49 years, 11 months and 29 days. You can join us before you reach your 50. Many of you are below 50, alhamdulillah. You can join us in a very beautiful, really very serene, peaceful spot overlooking the Pacific Ocean, August 11th until 14th, inshallah. So go and register. And this is for those who are below 14, which will be in Irvine. Another retreat for our youngsters in Irvine. You can see the information. Now, before I leave the podium, we have a guest. I would call on him. I asked him, he wants to accept Islam, embrace Islam. I asked him to come to the office, but now this is the right time, so he can join us here, please. What is your good name?
Mitchell.
Mitchell. Please, Mitchell, Brother Mitchell, come here. Stand here next to me. Say salawat for him. Sorry, I put you on the spot, which is good, yeah. So please, Brother Mitchell, say after me. La ilaha, ashhadu alla ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. And for your faith to complete, say wa ashhadu anna aliyan waliyullah. Thank you. Welcome to the club. Here's salawat for you. Please, let's recite dua for many of our friends. Some of them are in the hospitals. Some of them are at home recovering. One of them is our best brother and my dearest friend, Brother Samir Amiri. God saved his life from a very tragic incident 2 days ago on the freeway. You know, his car, his vehicle flipped over 3 times. Brother Samir Amiri. So we pray for him. Alhamdulillah, he's safe now. He's at home. I saw him last night. He's safe, but let's pray for him and others. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Amman yujibu al-muftarra idha da'ahu wa yakshifu al-su'. 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 أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء يا الله اللهم اكشف السوء عنا اللهم من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية المريض المنظور اللهم ألبسه ثوب الصحة والعافية اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم اجعل كلمة الإسلام هي العليا وكلمة أعداء الله وأعداء الدين هي السفلى اللهم أرنا الحق حقا فنتبعه والباطل باطلا فنجتنبه وعجل في فرج قائدنا وإمامنا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.